Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. This radio show is for you, the listener, whether you're listening in here in the Seattle area, beautiful day today, KKNW AM 1150, or in the Northeast, New York, Connecticut, and Rhode Island, WBLQ AM 1230, cable radio network across the United States, or Transformation Talk Radio somewhere else in the world. Welcome. You're going to be glad you've joined me today, and I'm not going to spoil it quite yet before I say hello to Benny. Hey, Benny.
Hi there.
How are you doing today?
Doing awesome. Still working off all the energy I had from the last hour, so I just want to move on to the next one.
Well, I guess we could sort of shift the show and turn this into an exercise show.
If it's possible. Want. Yeah, I'm ready.
I got some of that energy, too, that okay. I need to move. You know, I've been dealing with something that has been just a wee bit challenging where I've had to set some boundaries. Mm-hmm. And it does make me want to get out there and exercise hard and sort of shift into easy world. And easy world's what we're going to be talking about today.
Well, good for you for your acknowledgement around boundaries, because that's a big deal anyways.
It is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that there are people out there within the spiritual community who think, you know, it's really important to just be nice and loving to everybody, and that nice and loving means never creating any kind of conflict or setting boundaries. And that's not the case. Being loving includes being loving to ourselves and setting those boundaries when appropriate.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Wholeheartedly.
Yeah. I know. You're a dad, too, so you know all about the boundaries and stuff.
Exactly. And the boundary comes really quickly.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, I'm so excited about my guest today. Julia Rogers Hamrick is a wonderful, wonderful author. She's the author of one of my all-time favorite books, Choosing Easy World. And today, she and I are going to be chatting about relationships in Easy World. Now, Julia has been a spiritual growth facilitator since the 1980s, and she's been a pioneer in teaching about the relationship between vibrational frequency, something that we talk about a lot here on the Christine Upchurch Show, and our experience of life. And it's such an important connection. In a whisper from the divine back in 2007, she was charged with the mission of sharing with humanity an understanding of the amazing reality called Easy World. Now, she calls Easy World this primordial energy matrix in which we were designed to thrive. She's the author of Recreating Eden, Choosing Easy World, which is like always on my bookshelf, not too far away, and Easy World Magic Lesson Series, which are some fabulous lessons based on the Easy World book, Choosing Easy World book. She is devoted to pointing the way back to the realm of harmony and ease and getting the message out that life does not have to be hard. That's something that we all need to hear. Julia Rogers Hamrick, thank you for joining me today.
Oh, thank you for having me, Christine. I'm excited to be here.
You know, we had such a wonderful conversation last time. I know you and I at the end of the show were like, but we have so much more to talk about. And one of the things we chatted about on the break was we really needed to focus on relationships during one of our shows. And I'm so glad that you've taken the time out to join me today, because I think that most of us have a tendency to live in a difficult world. You've taught us about Easy World. But before we get into how this relates to relationships, I'd first like you to sort of define for us, our listeners, difficult world versus easy world.
Well, I've recently been in both, so I have.
Welcome to the human race.
Yes, I have a very acute awareness of both of those. Well, Easy World, as you said, is the original reality matrix that was created and provided for us in which to thrive. And when we're in Easy World, we are happy things flow. Everything's harmonious. You know, it's the place that we long for when we're not there. And
right.
when we're not there, we're in difficult world. And I have really, truly never had to define difficult world for anybody.
It's most people's reality, right?
Because everybody is attuned with difficult world, knows what it is, and is always seeking, whether they know it consciously or not, because maybe they don't realize there's a different reality to move into, but they're always seeking their way out of it.
Right.
And there is an aspect of each one of us as human beings that is committed to keeping us in difficult world, because difficult world provides a dynamic that makes things very interesting. And some of us have had quite enough of interesting for now and would like to have something a little less dynamically interesting.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that it's time to, you know, to leave difficult world forever, because if that's what time it was, we'd have done it.
Right.
But what it is time for is to recognize that difficult world is not the only reality. Now, I want everybody to really listen to that and let it sink in. And there's going to be a voice that says, Who the heck is she?
Right.
What is she smoking, you know?
Yep, yep.
But,
that resistance.
But, yeah, it's really true that difficult world is a completely different reality than easy world. And we have a choice of which reality we're going to spend our lives in at any given time. And so, you know, my mission is to explain to people, yeah, you have a choice and how to identify when they're, or, you know, because difficult world is a lower vibrational frequency, and sometimes it's a very, very, very much lower vibrational frequency.
Sure.
And the lower you go in vibrational frequency, the less conscious you are, and the more what I call lower vibrational amnesia you experience, where, you know, I'll give you a quick example. My husband and I have been leasing a house in Raleigh, North Carolina, for the last 3 years.
When
we left Denver, it was a bad time to sell a house. So we leased this house, and it was so clear that Spirit picked this house. It's just been, you know, great for us, and we wanted to buy it. And the landlord always wanted to buy it. So we thought, oh, man, easy world.
Right.
Anyway, you know, things just kind of turned into a difficult world scenario when you're talking about money and jockeying to see who's going to get the best deal, even though we kept declaring it, oh, we want this to be an easy world scenario.
Right.
When I allow myself to get sucked into difficult world.
Okay, now, Julia,
yeah.
I just want to interject something here. I think you've made an important point, but I want to just underscore it. You're saying that easy world isn't something that just happens to us sometime when, things are just flowing and it's just because it's the circumstances that come to us. You're saying that there is a choice to be made of which place to live in.
That you can drive the circumstances through choosing easy world.
Okay, so you're in this difficult world scenario. How did you shift it?
Well, what I'm saying is you go into sort of an amnesia when you're at that lower, when you're operating in that difficult world kind of thing.
Right.
You have this amnesia. So it's so important to have a basic grounding in choosing easy world. Like, you know, for me, my easy world day book, which is a tool for, you know, getting yourself into easy world starting every day.
Right.
You know, having posters. On my website, iliveineasyworld.com, there are all kind of freebies. And if you click on the freebies link, you'll see there are all kinds of posters and stuff you can stick up in your house, in your car, you know, in your office, wherever it is that you need to remember. Because when you drop in vibration and get embroiled in a difficult world scenario, even me, the queen of choosing easy world, gets the amnesia. And if I didn't remember about easy world from, you know, just practice, I would be so lost I wouldn't remember to choose it at all.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just saying that you drop in vibration, and the more you, you know, forget to choose easy world, the deeper into it you go. So it's so important to remember to choose easy world so that you can, you know, sometimes you have to choose it 155 times a day.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, I've had days like that, absolutely.
Yeah, other days you're flowing and it, you know, seems like the stars are aligned and everything's grooving and you're loving easy world and it's just a, you know, but there are other situations that you get involved in because you're a human being and because you have decided to have a difficult world experience too, that you just have to keep choosing your way out of it if difficult world is uncomfortable, which it always
is. It is. And we use our analytic minds and try to control the circumstances around us to get out of that discomfort of difficult world, don't we?
Well, and that's the funny part. The funny part is the more you resist being in difficult world, the deeper into it you go, because the difficult world is created by resistance to the flow of love.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's a tough one to remember when we are in the midst of something that's like pulled us down into, we've allowed it to pull ourselves down into difficult world. So,
right. So it's, let me just make this point real quick.
Okay.
It's so important not to resist where you are, but to feel your longing to be in love, to be in spirit's embrace, to be in easy world, to focus not on I've got to get the hell out of difficult world.
Uh-huh.
I hate this. But to go, oh, Spirit, I love you so much, and I love easy world. Even if I can't feel easy world now, I know that that's where I belong. I love it. I love you. You know, I'm surrendering to you, Spirit, and to easy world. There's a difference. Do you understand what the difference?
Yeah.
Am I making it clear?
It's very clear. And,
and
that resistance, I'm always telling people that resistance is based on fear. And fear is a great manifester of that which you don't want. So we're just saying the same thing a couple different ways, and it's such an important point. We're going to have to go to a quick break now, but when we return, more with Julia Rogers-Hamrick and choosing easy world in relationships.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
If you are looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia in Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. I'm your host, Christine Upchurch, and we're talking to you from KKNW AM 1150, Transformation Talk Radio, Cable Radio Network, and of course WBLQ. So I'm talking to Julia Rogers Hamrick. She's the author of Choosing Easy World. And before the break, she was just finishing up a story about how she was in difficult world associated with, trying to purchase this house and kind of button heads with her husband. And you managed to choose to get into Easy World, and then what happened?
Well, I kept choosing it, and things resolved. You know, they will resolve if you keep your Easy World focused and realize that the universe is absolutely always supporting your highest well-being, but you have to allow it.
Right.
I was not allowing it because I was so caught up in negotiations and trying to prove, you know, support our offer with facts and why this is a good offer and all, that difficult world stuff. But anyway, it all has worked out beautifully. We got our offer accepted and my husband and I are on the same page and we're all happy now. So
that's
we're in
great.
Easy World with that.
Okay. Well, you know, you talked about how you were having to choose Easy World multiple times and eventually found your way into allowing it. How does a person go about choosing Easy World, Julia?
Ah, that's important. Okay. Well, there's some very simple things to do, and these were given to me kind of I call it the whisper from the divine when I was in deep in difficult world in 2007.
Uh-huh.
The phrase that I learned to say to choose Easy World was given to me then, and what it is. You say, I choose to live in Easy World where everything is easy.
Uh-huh.
So I would love it if your listeners would just say that. You know, I'll say it again, say it along with me, either aloud or silently, but I choose to live in Easy World where everything is easy.
Yes. And, you know, I have to tell you, Julia, when I first saw your book on the bookshelf, I told the story the last time you were on, you know, I looked at it, I'm thinking, oh, you know, I've read all these books. I've done all this work, you know, and this is so simplistic, you know, in some
mm-hmm.
sense. And yeah, I kept getting drawn to the book, and the book had
I'm
to come
like,
home with me.
Never
I mean,
work.
Right. And I have been so amazed at the power of that simple phrase. And it's so I encourage people to open their minds to this and to really say this in various situations because it has great power behind it.
Yes. Yeah. It actually it puts you right there at Easy World. Now, to get through the door to Easy World,
uh-huh.
there are a couple of other things that need to be done, but they're very simple also.
What's that?
Breathe. Let's everybody just breathe. And relax. The physiology of Easy World is relaxation. Relax the muscles, you know, not tight. But loose belly and, you know, just loose and relax. The physiology of difficult world, of course, is tension, tightness, you know.
Right.
Tight, yeah. And then allow. And that means to allow the powerful electromagnetic force field of the Easy World to pull you into its gentle embrace
mm-hmm.
while at the same time allowing whatever's going on in difficult world to go on without you. Don't be concerned about it. Don't try to control it. Don't think about it. Let it go and allow. Allow it.
Mm-hmm.
Allowing is a huge key to Easy World. Now, mm-hmm. some people, you know, allowing is a big buzzword, you know,
sure.
with like Abraham Hicks and all the,
right.
you know, the law of attraction. People go, well, how do you allow? Well, that's the problem with our human active brains, our left brains, want, and their doing entity disease, they want to go, well, allowing sounds so passive.
Uh-huh.
But here is an active form of allowing. An active form of allowing is appreciation of whatever is going on, to embrace whatever you can embrace. You don't have to embrace the thing that you don't like.
Uh-huh.
You just have to embrace something, appreciate something. That's why, that was the other thing that I did the other night as I was falling asleep right before the sun came out and the people accepted our offer was, I was saying, you know what, I know one of the things to get me an easy world is to appreciate. So I'm going to make my gratitude list. I'm going to lie here in bed or as I'm dropping off to sleep and list all the things that I appreciate about everything I can think of or anything. So even though it was about the house, if I was appreciating that my neighbor brought me chocolate chip cookies or whatever, you know, whatever it was, that still counts to get you an easy world.
Right.
So,
and can't even the experiencing difficult world when you know that easy world exists, can't that contrast be something you can appreciate? Because it just sort of underscores for us, for me, when I get out of alignment is the way I'll refer to it. But when I get out of easy world into difficult world, and it happens far more often than I'd like, you know, I recognize that, this isn't the place for me to be creating and expanding. And I know that there's another way. And I really appreciate that contrast sometimes because I know that I need to step out of it. That contrast can be helpful in terms of saying, this is not aligned with who I am, and I can choose to step out of it.
Exactly. You can say, I'm thankful for this pain that is showing me I'm going the wrong way, or that I'm doing this in a way that doesn't serve, my wholeness.
Right.
Whatever. Right. So, and then let me just get through the actions because we've got done. Breathe, relax, allow, and the next one is enjoy. Enjoy, because that feeling, once you're in the easy world, it feels so amazing. The more you enjoy and appreciate how easy world feels, the deeper into it you go. And then the final aspect is to watch the magic unfold, because miracles happen in easy world.
They do. They really do.
Magic and miracles are easy world phenomena.
Uh-huh.
They are not difficult world phenomena. They only happen in easy world. And so it's so much fun when you get to easy world. Every small miracle or large miracle you witness out in the world, get excited about it. Enjoy it. Be, increase it in your consciousness, because that means that's more appreciating easy world and putting you anchored more in easy world.
And fueling more of that magic. And
that's
a fabulous cycle to be in.
Yeah. And the magic thing about easy world relationships is that when you're in easy world, everyone you encounter is there too.
Yes. It's interesting because my son was asking me a couple of years ago, we were on vacation together, and he said to me, Mom, why is it that all these nice people come up and talk to you? And, I said, well, it just has to do with my vibration, Riley, So it's... Mm-hmm. I have definitely experienced that. As I've shifted more and more out of difficult world and more into easy world, the people who I need to support me show up. The friendly faces appear, the courteous drivers, allow me out onto the road. And I know when I'm out of alignment, when I seem to be attracting various people who aren't so helpful or nice.
You're like, they're in difficult world. That means I'm difficult world.
Exactly. Yeah, that darn mirroring, But, it does tell us where we're at.
Yeah, people ask me frequently, look, I'm all into easy world, but my husband isn't, and he's so grumpy. I'm like, wait a minute. You're not into, if your husband's grumpy, you're not in easy world.
So that's a tough pill to swallow, Julia.
Well, yeah. Well, and everybody wants to blame somebody else for them not being in easy world. But it's only your choice. And here's the thing. Your easy world self is essentially your love-based self, your love, your spirit, your essential self. And everyone has that, even though so many people aren't willing to show that.
Sure.
Mostly because they've gotten shut down and hurt, and they're hiding it, and they're in pain, and they're operating out of fear. But, be that as it may, everyone has that love-based self. And when you're in Easy World, you're in a reality that's such a higher vibration, only that part of them can fit into that reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a keyhole. You can't fit that if you are in Difficult World. So that's the sticky wicket, is when you think, oh man, I was in Easy World and that person harshed my mellow. Well, it just meant you weren't as fully allowing of love and flowing love and choosing Easy World as you thought you were. And that's not a blame thing. It's just when you notice that somebody else is crabby or whatever, it means you need to re-choose Easy World and move either away from them physically or allow them to vibrationally be a match to Easy World. Mm-hmm. And that's allow, not try to force them. Why can't you be in Easy World?
Yes.
That doesn't work.
Yes.
That does not work.
And that's more resistance, isn't it? Resistance to where they're at.
Exactly. Allowing is the key. You know, allow whatever's going on or in Difficult World to go on, or whoever's in Difficult World to be there. And you just recenter yourself in Easy World and keep your focus on your spirit and love. And amazingly, you know, because the vibrational level where you're operating determines the reality you experience.
Yes.
And that is absolutely the phenomenon that's occurring when you're in Easy World. You're in the highest vibration that you can be in as a human being, and you're a match only for other people at that vibration.
Uh-huh.
So it's so important to take that responsibility for being in Easy World and learn that it's, you know, it's kind of like a game. It's like if your Difficult World dictator, that ego voice inside of you,
right,
you know, wants to look at it this way, you could say, well, I'm kind of, in a sense, I'm manipulating people to be in Easy World, too, when I choose to be in Easy World.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, if you need to look at it like, okay, well, then I don't have any power over these other people. Well, yeah, you do.
Uh-huh.
You don't really have power over them, but you have power over the behavior that you experience from them.
Yes.
Is that making sense?
Yeah, it is. And we need to go to another break, Julia, but when we return, I'm going to ask you about your take on boundary setting and how that fits into, and whether or not that fits into Easy World.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
If you were looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia. In Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns is dedicated to being love in action, light in illumination, and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. Visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, Cable Radio Network, and of course, TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm talking today with Julia Rogers Hamrick, author of Choosing Easy World and a couple of other books as well. And Julia, you're offering wonderful insight about how to shift our vibration to attract different kinds of relationships, different kinds of reality, you know, affecting our life in all ways. And at one point in the show, very intro part of the show, I was talking a little bit about boundary setting. I'd love to hear your take on the, you know, whether or not it's important to set boundaries when you're choosing Easy World.
Okay, it's a simple answer, but it's also going to be a complex answer in some ways. Okay. In a relationship, what you want is to see your relationship as a single entity, not as just two people, and that tends to set up a duality dynamic of this person against this person and so on and so forth.
Uh-huh.
And the way that human relationships are designed to be is for the relationship to have spirit or easy world or love, whatever, you know, they're all so intertwined. Your spirit is always an easy world, and your spirit is truly love, and it's the truth of who you are. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I interchangeably use those things. But in a relationship, if you put spirit as the guide for your relationship and you begin to see your relationship as a spirit driven entity that is a unit of one. You know, you come together, you meet somebody, and you feel this union happening.
Uh-huh.
And very quickly, the difficult world dictator, your ego, your fearful ego mind, jumps in there and tries to divide and conquer, you know, and ruin it, whatever.
Right.
But if you can both hold the consciousness, or if only you can hold the consciousness of this being one entity, a synergy, an evolutionary synergy, I call it.
Uh-huh.
If you can keep that in mind and both be honoring spirit, then you don't need traditionally what we call boundaries, because there won't be any separation or any division.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, we're human beings. We do have egos. We both have egos.
Right.
And it's very important that we honor ourselves, with a capital S,
uh-huh.
not our ego self.
Right, right.
Not a win, I've got to win, not uh-huh. a I've got to win the argument, or I've got to make sure that we do things my way, which is my particular challenge. I always know the better way. Yes, I do.
Yeah, I wouldn't know anything about that.
Up.
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah,
I get that, Julia.
But if the boundaries that you have are to protect the relationship entity and to honor your spirit and honor yourself within that, then there don't have to be ego-driven boundaries.
Right.
It's that you're both committed to honoring the entity, and that it's not winning, because ego is the one that needs to win.
Uh-huh.
It's supporting the health and the radiance of the relationship and the wholeness of the three entities, really, within this, or multiple, really, your own self with a capital S,
uh-huh.
your partner's self with a capital S,
right,
and your spirit that is blended, because there's really only one spirit. sure. that spirit, to honor the boundaries of that and not let anything disrupt those, not let anybody disrespect that, but not coming from an ego place. But by staying in love and continuing to choose easy world, there's no threat to any boundaries. When you keep choosing easy world, everybody does the dance of oneness. When you're in easy world, there's no need to defend, and, you know, all that stuff is, like, so human and so ego-driven. Mm-hmm. But I don't want anybody to hear me say, oh, you're supposed to be a doormat and let people run over you. No, because that's not honoring of yourself.
Right, right.
It's just, you know, it's just a little bit of a tiny shift in your thinking about boundaries. Boundaries are for you to honor yourself, and the only way you can truly do that is in love. And when you are doing it through love with a capital L, not love like slurpy, sloppy,
nostalgic, Hallmark card,
love.
Yes.
Not that. Love, the power, that force that runs the universe, that love.
Right.
When you are allowing love to be in charge, then the boundaries dissolve and you're, like, not conscious of whether there needs to be boundaries because everybody's harmonious. Because easy world is based on the divine design for harmony. It's a harmonious world, and you don't need boundaries when you've got harmony.
So does that mean that it's never appropriate for people to step away from a relationship?
If it's not honoring their self and their spirit, they better step away from a relationship.
Yeah. So,
you know?
And you know, Julia, from my perspective, I can always tell the difference within myself whether my boundary is coming from difficult world or easy world, or like honoring myself. If somebody has crossed my boundaries and I'm just like kind of thinking, no, that's not appropriate, I'm going to set boundaries here. And, you know, then I feel like I'm aligned with my authentic self, you know, living in that easy world space that you talk about so much. But if I'm like, I can't believe that person did that, you know, like getting really angry, then I understand that it's my difficult world dictator who is in charge of that boundary setting, which gets us more out of alignment, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And if you thought your boundaries had been violated before, just go into that mode and see, you know, how it's either going to be your boundaries are going to be further trod upon or there's going to be a blow up, or, you know, you're never going to find what you're looking for through doing it the difficult world dictator's way.
Right.
It's only through spirit. It's saying, okay, I feel that the DWD is stirred up and I can feel my ego, you know, going, rant, 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 rant. But spirit, I know that you have the answer where everybody evolved into greater health and wholeness and happiness. So I am surrendering this to you, spirit, not surrendering to the enemy. You know, there aren't any enemies in easy world. Everybody's loving. But surrendering to spirit and letting spirit sort it out. And this is one of the easy world rules, is to make sure that love is in charge. Make sure that you're leading with love. And you, when you have difficult world amnesia, that you have in your mind as a rote fact that for my relationship, I am always seeking for love to be in charge and allowing love to be in charge. I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm going to breathe, relax, allow, enjoy, and let love find a way to heal and harmonize this situation.
Now, Julia, I want you to spend just a few more moments defining love. You talked a little bit about what it's not, and you've talked somewhat about what it is, but I think that there are people out there who view, you know, just being nice, like that love always looks like that.
Oh, heavens no.
Okay, so
love can look fierce. Love can look fierce.
So can you give me an example of how it might look fierce?
Okay, it might look fierce when you're having to speak your truth from the core of your being, from love, from that space of honoring your spirit, when you say, I'm sorry, that doesn't work for me.
Yes.
When somebody's coming at you with a should, you know, or an ought to, you can, you know, obviously, if you are totally evolved and living in an easy world all the time, there's no fierceness involved because you don't even have, you know, a need for that. But love is a power. It's a force. It's not an insipid roll over and let somebody else, you know, poop on you.
Right, right.
Love is the power of integrity. And when things are out of integrity and you have to take a stand for integrity, someone else's ego might not always appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
And you have to summon up that part of you inside that says, no, I will not let you violate my spirit. I will not let you violate myself,
yes.
My capital S self.
Uh-huh. And does that?
Yeah.
How does that affect the other person in terms of their vibration?
Here's the thing. When I say fierce, I'm not talking about roaring like a lion,
sure,
so much as standing firm.
Uh-huh.
But anything you ever deliver to another human being, it will always be have a greater chance of being received when you deliver it from your heart.
Uh-huh.
And from that loving space within you. When you center yourself in love and surrender to your spirit and say, Spirit, please speak the word for me that needs to be spoken here in a most compassionate way, then it's amazing.
Mm.
People, when you're in that vibration, there's not conflict because you're in the love space.
Yes.
And that kind of conflict is just not a feature of Easy World.
Yeah, I really appreciate that perspective, Julia. And I think it's it can really illuminate how to shift a relationship. And I want to talk to you more about how we can choose Easy World in relationships when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show. If you are looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia in Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking today with Julia Rogers Hamrick, who's the author of Choosing Easy World. And Julia, can you share with our listeners how they can get in touch with you?
Oh, yeah. My website, and I love that I loved it that Easy World was taken when I went to get the website because I had to choose a different one, and I chose iliveineasyworld.com.
Uh-huh.
So that whenever people are typing it in, they have to say the Easy World magic word.
I love that. That's vibrationally quite powerful.
Yeah, so iliveineasyworld.com.
Okay, great.
And on the front, on the homepage, you'll see a list or sort of a banner thing with all the Easy World resources. And there you'll find, oh, the product that people are really, really loving right now is Relax into Easy World, which is a guided meditation.
To
help you relax into Easy World, which I used a lot during the time when I was having a hard time finding Easy World.
Right.
And it just puts you right in there. And so that is the thing that I want to highlight. But there are all kind of Easy World tools, and there's links to my books and
yes.
all that kind of stuff.
And you've got a regular newsletter that I always enjoy receiving. So sign up for that newsletter if you're inspired by anything you've heard today. So it's
great. Letter from Easy World, that's what you want to do.
Yes.
You can contact me from that. There's a contact us feature. So. iliveineasyworld.com.
Great. So, Julia, before we were talking about choosing Easy World within the context of a partnership relationship, you know, a lover relationship.
Yeah.
Does this apply to other relationships as well?
Oh, every relationship, every human relationship, absolutely. And a lot of times in these human relationships, you're not going to be able to talk to the other person and tell them about it and get them to be in agreement to commit to it themselves. As long as you're in Easy World, you'll be, you know, dealing with their Easy World self. So like your child, like your teenage child.
right.
But, you know, I started to say who might say Easy World, Schmeezy World, but the funny part is teenagers get it and love the whole concept of
uh-huh.
world.
I've had great relationships with my teenagers. I've got a 13-year-old and an 18-year-old. And, you know, I think with every stage of, you know, bringing up a child, there's resistance, you know, from them with the parenting, and there's opportunity to get personally activated. And yet, I don't think that we have to take it personally. And it's living an easy world within that is just about, I don't know, just loving them and supporting them, but also setting boundaries so that they understand that parents cannot be, like, you know, stepped upon either. You know, that my spirit says no. And, you know, I have to be respected. So it's a great opportunity. And I think it's very possible for us to live an easy world with teenagers.
Oh, absolutely. And I really, I think that when you are honoring of their spirit instead of going into your I'm the superior mode,
uh-huh.
you know, as parents sometimes do because it's stressful and fast-paced, and,
yes.
you know, you just, the DWD tends
right. to difficult world dictator, yes.
Yes, the difficult world dictator wants to take over, and if you just allow them to wrestle with their difficult world dictator while you're saying, okay, spirit, I see what's going on with them. I'm just going to let them figure this out on their own while I hang out here in love.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's a way to deal with any kind of relationship.
Yes.
Is to know that if somebody's being a horse's patootie, it's because they're under the influence of the DWD, including
right.
yourself
yes.
when you are.
Yes. Yeah, that's a great perspective to have. So, Julia, I know that there are a lot of people out there who, you know, would love to attract a relationship, a significant other, where they can both live an easy world together much of the time. Can you use Easy World in order to attract that relationship?
Oh, yes, you can. I did it, although I wasn't calling it Easy World at the time. Uh-huh. I hadn't been given that term yet. But, you know, I found Rick, my current husband, mm-hmm. back in 1997. I read a book, and it had a link to a website where people could go and discuss the book. It was about conscious relationships.
Uh-huh.
So I went, okay, I read the book. I finished reading the book. And I'd been sort of longing for partnership, but there was that invisible keep-away sign that a lot of us have.
Sure.
And they may not be realizing, and they're wondering, well, why can't I attract anybody? It's because you need to turn your sign off.
Yes.
And turn your, don't turn the, you know, the no, leave the no vacancy sign on,
right.
You know? You need to put your invisible sign on that says, I am a loving being ready for a relationship with another loving being on. But mm-hmm. if there's something in you that's scared of that, where you've been, like we've all been wounded in relationships, and we start being wounded in relationships with our mother and our father
sure.
when we're infants. I
yep.
mean, that's where our first wounding happens. So, you know, we've all got that. But what I was looking for was to heal myself and work on myself. You know, we transformation junkie, like,
uh-huh.
if I just work on myself hard enough,
uh-huh.
if I just do enough to clear out, then I'll never be hurt again.
Uh-huh, right.
Well, what I figured out from this book was, no, that relationship is the path to healing relationship.
Yes.
Not, you know, trying to do it out of a relationship.
Yes.
So I finally, that clicked, and I said, okay, Spirit, I'm willing to grow in a, you know, loving, committed relationship. Not have a you know, not a fairy tale that doesn't exist where everybody's perfect and you get the mirror, you know, you get exactly yourself that you love everything about, you know, not that. But I'm willing to grow in a loving, committed relationship. And Christine, within 24 hours, I met Rick.
Wow.
And he has been my husband now for 14 years.
I love
anyway,
that. That's fast. That's fast.
I know that's fast. But that is Easy World for you. There's no time in Easy World. When you get yourself to Easy World, surrender to Spirit and uh-huh. surrender to love and stop resisting. And, you know, because I had been honoring my fear.
Mm-hmm.
That's what had been keeping me away.
Right.
Instead, I honored love and Spirit and said, Spirit, basically, I trust you. This is, you know, this kind of has been a scary thing for me, but
uh-huh.
I'm willing to trust you that no matter how wounded I've been in my past, that if I surrender to you and surrender to you, you will guide this and create the relationship that will be the one that will evolve me and the other person
uh-huh.
higher into greater love. Then that's when, I mean, it was like instantaneous. And when I say within 24 hours, I mean 24 hours from when I bought the book. I have the time-stamped receipt from buying that book.
Uh-huh.
I have the email, the first email exchange that I did with Rick through this forum, and it literally, the whole thing was less than 24 hours.
Yeah, that's it that's the magic of magic of vibration. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes, and ease, but that's, I mean, to me, that's the only place to find a relationship. And let me tell you real quickly, do I have...
You have 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Yes.
Oh, if you find your relationship in a difficult world when you're desperate and longing and trying and
uh-huh.
pushing and trying to manipulate and all that, you're going to find a difficult world relationship. If you find your relationship while you're in Easy World, you'll have an Easy World relationship to start with. So
uh-huh.
it's not that difficult world relationship-based relationships can't be transformed when you choose Easy World.
Uh-huh.
It's just much easier when the basis of your relationship is an Easy World to start with.
Yeah, that's fabulous. Julia, as usual, when I have a conversation with you, it ends way too quickly. Thank you so much for joining me here today.
Oh, thank you for having me. There's nothing I love more, you may have noticed, than talking about Easy World, the world that love creates.
Yes, I know. And it's clear that you're passionate about it. And I get it because I have read your books. I have, you know, practiced this and, you know, bring it into my awareness and into my practice on a daily basis when I need to. And it's really important work. So thank you for bringing it to the world. Again, I want to remind our listeners, your website is what?
iliveineasyworld.com.
Wonderful. Thanks, Julia. Now, for listeners, if you want to hear this show again, you can go to stellarreflections.com. If you want to learn more about what the gifts are from my center, Stellar Reflections, go to my website, stellarreflections.com. I've got some fabulous practitioners there and many wonderful things to offer you. I really appreciate you joining me here today on the show and joining Julia with her wonderful message. And I look forward to having you join me here on the Christine Upchurch Show again next week. Have a great week, everybody.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh. Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation.